Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, everyone. We're keeping tabs on shares of COIN here in after hours trading as they are moving in negative territory now, it seems. After hours, want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre with more on the earnings. Inez?
Yeah, Brad, quite a bit of movement with Coinbase in after hours. Let's take a look at some of the metrics that the company announced for its fourth quarter last year. Taking a look at revenue, that came in at $2.5 billion. That was a beat. The street was expecting $2 billion. Adjusted EBITDA came in at $1.2 billion. That was also a beat. The company said that it ended the quarter with 11.4 million monthly transacting users. The street was expecting 9.8 million. So that was a beat. Now, what's interesting is what the company said in its shareholder letter. Quarter to date, we have seen a decline in crypto asset volatility and crypto asset prices compared to all-time high levels of Q4 2021. That's not unusual, as we've seen historical crypto market patterns where all-time high periods have also followed softer periods. It goes on to say, we believe that retail MTU and total trading volume will be lower in Q1 2022 as compared to Q4 2021. Now, that's what analysts had been looking to see, was how trading would be this quarter as compared to the last quarter, because they were expecting a strong fourth quarter, but some softness this current quarter. Also looking to see on user growth, what the company has to say about that. Year to date, the stock is down about 26%. Brad?
I'll take it from here. Yahoo Finance's own Inez Ferre, thank you so much for that breakdown.